changes are afoot for the MV LeConte. The 235-foot ferry joined the Alaska Marine Highway System in the early 1970s and sailed southeast continuously. In 2004, the vessel hit Kosian Reef and was out of commission for 9 months. In 2006, concerns about crew fatigue led Marine Highway officials to make the LeConte a day boat. It's been a long trip for the ship, but as KTOO's Rebecca Shear reports, Friday, the LeConte returned to its roots.
LeConte is like the little train that could. It just keeps on chugging.
And Rick Diesing should know. He's the LeConte's ordinary seaman, and that's not a judgment, by the way. That's his title.
I would be like the ship's utility person, because I do all sorts of jobs.
Diesing's worked on the LeConte since 1978, so he's experienced nearly all the ferry's ups and downs, both literal.
I've been in 25-foot seas in this ship. Thrills by the second.
And figurative.
It's like there's always something going on, and it's survived.
Like the 2004 grounding, when two massive gashes on the keel led to 9 months and $4 million worth of repairs. Or the 2006 switch to a day schedule, when the ferry dropped 9 crew members and cut service to Sitka. And Diesing believes this little train that could will survive the next thing going on, too.
Since the Fairweather's broke and their engine's not going to be back in order, they're going to turn us back into a 24/7 boat.
The Fairweather, one of the Marine Highway System's two fast ferries, has been in a $5 million federally funded overhaul since October 1st. Its sister ship, the Chiniga, filled in all winter. But with the Chiniga heading home to Prince William Sound for the summer, the LeConte is stepping in.
Pelican is every other Tuesday, so that has remained the same. And we are still servicing Wind Canal as well, 2 days a week. So basically, the big impact is 2 days a week we've implemented through the villages to Sitka.
Including a 9-hour layover in Sitka, home to Southeast Alaska Regional Health Center and other businesses villagers have come to rely on. And AMHS schedule coordinator Carrie Trout says people are thrilled.
Sitka is definitely excited that the village folks are having a layover time there where they can shop and conduct their business. And the villages are happy about it.
Of course, with the fair weather, Sitka got 3 weekly stops, not 2. But Trout says she hasn't heard many negative remarks. Still, people shouldn't get too excited because the LeConte's new schedule,
we're going to do that for 6 weeks,
isn't permanent.
Hopefully we'll have the fair weather back by June 7th.
Hopefully, says AMHS General Manager Captain John Falvey, because actually the fair weather was supposed to be back
on May 1st, okay? So right now we're about 6 weeks late.
See, they're not just slapping on a new coat of paint. They're tearing down and rebuilding entire engines.
What we call 595 series engines.
They're high horsepower, lightweight, extremely rare.
A couple hundred of them probably worldwide.
But most important,
these engines are no longer in production.
So the parts they need for the fair weather have to be manufactured.
And we have one source, MTU, the German engine manufacturer in Germany.
Hence the delay. But Falvey says they've learned some important lessons. And when they rebuild the Chiniga's 595 series engines next winter, they'll plan ahead. Falvey thinks it wouldn't be efficient or economical to keep the LeConte on this new run-rest schedule beyond the proposed 6 weeks. But ordinary seaman Rick Diesing says if any ship could do it, it's this one. Back in 2004, he was among the crew flown out to help with the grounding.
When I saw what took place, I was like, there's no way this ship's ever going to sail again. And this guy from Lloyd's of London, he was a very cool Scottish guy that was assessing the damage. And he goes, I understand you've been here a long time. I said, yes, I have. He goes, I want to guarantee you the old girl will sail again. This ship will sail again.
And she did. Even better than before, Diesing says, what with all the new engines, electronics, and safety devices installed on board, making the LeConte, or so this ordinary seaman believes, an anything but ordinary ship. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.